We are live now. Back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to We Are Live.
Nice choice on the song, Trav.
Nope.
Turn it up, Rock, just for Trav.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, shows We Are Live. Travis Terrell's a big fan of Rancid. Just want to put that out there. You guys texted in a lot in the first hour. Keep them coming. 855-282-8255. Big show today. If you missed the first hour, be sure to download it at InsideSTL.com or subscribe on iTunes. Because that's what we do, Trav.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We subscribe on iTunes or the Android store. I don't give a damn.
I like it.
Great first hour again. And maybe we'll hear from Andy Hannigan towards the end of the show. But just in case you don't know, we were there yesterday. Big thanks to him for having us out for the live broadcast. Andy is a buying and selling machine. Right, Trav?
He is one of the best.
He's the Pope of the South Side, the real estate nerd, and he is there for you. He's the official realtor of We Are Live, 314-730-LIVE. VE or wearelivehomes.com for Andy. Whenever it's time to buy or sell your house, hit him up. Missouri and Illinois. Sorry, Nebraska.
Shout out to not only Andy Hannigan, but his amazing staff yesterday.
Did you talk to any of those girls working there?
Wasn't a lot of talking, if you know what I mean.
I don't. What? Go ahead and tell us.
Well, no, actually, I didn't say anything to them, but thank them for their kind hospitality for hosting We Are Live at Andy Hannigan's office yesterday. And it was a fine treat. We even got everyone to participate in Fair or Foul.
Speaking of participation, text line is just on fire right now.
Why is it on fire?
Well, Stephen Wildwood's looking out for you. Oh, Travis, it's Black History Month. Have you had your prostate checked?
That's not how it works.
I think it is.
You can get your prostate checked, and anyone can get it checked. It's okay. Everyone can get their prostate checked.
But it's Black History Month.
That it doesn't matter what month it is. You should always get your prostate checked. Everybody.
Do you always get your prostate checked?
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think I go to Bottoms Up for?
Literally.
ain't just for the delicious chicken wings, which they have.
I would like to know why Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer is coming after a very reasonable style of music in ska. Would you rather get herpes or have to listen to nothing but ska music the rest of your life?
Herpes.
How about a phone call? That's easy. We got a phone call coming in.
Who could it be?
Hello.
Hey.
Well. Look who it is. It's Mike Lee.
Hey, look, I got new boss.
You got a new boss?
New boss.
You like the new boss.
Okay.
I don't know yet. Give him
a 90-day trial period.
Work out.
Here's what you got to do. You got to get you some chicken fingers, dip it in honey mustard, eat it in the new boss face, and see how the new boss reacts.
And I can't wait Tuesday, man.
What's Tuesday,
boy,
dude?
What's happening Tuesday?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies? A lady?
I got somebody I can be, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
I just want her party feel. I still like her, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to break someone's heart, I mean, sure, they're generally okay with that.
What's that?
Well, I mean, are you going to propose to you-know-who?
I don't know. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so. I bet you can't wait. Does this person's name rhyme with Henny?
No.
I don't think he knows it right.
I don't want to say, but.
Oh, you don't want to say. I get it, man.
It's fair.
Somebody that's the one I've been talking about.
That's all good. I understand where you're coming from, Mike Lee.
Here's the reality of Mike also. It's just the four of us talking.
Ain't nobody.
Five, you include Rock.
Ain't nobody listening.
I'm going to get down my knees with her.
Ooh, that's romantic.
See, I usually like it when they're.
No, Chris, no. That's very romantic, Mike Lee. Good luck, my friend. Let us know how it goes. Put it on Facebook Live.
And I hope Cardi's not mad at me.
Oh, no, she's not going to be mad.
She'll be back tomorrow. You should call and ask her.
Yeah, you should ask her about breaking her heart in a few days. So let's find out how that goes.
I still like Cardi.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sure. I understand.
You got to prove it, man.
Yeah, you got to let her know.
I don't want her, you know.
She'll be all right. She's a big girl. There's plenty of chicken left in the world, so she'll be all right. Thanks, Mike Lee. Talk to you later, brother. Oh, Mike Lee.
Mike Lee.
Can't wait till next Tuesday.
Heartbreaker.
Speaking of the friend zone, which it looks like Carly's in, did you guys see the Instagram post floating around?
What?
The Instagram post of the friend zone.
No, what's it got?
From Top Golf, it's a picture of a guy and a girl. From Top Golf to dinner, flowers, ice cream, and horseback riding, you outdid yourself on this friend date, Daniel. You wanted to set a standard for how I should be treated, and you sure set a high one. I thank God so much that he put an amazing friend like you in my life. Thank you for making me feel like a true princess. Hashtag still single, though.
Is that real?
See, I don't know if it's real.
That's Jimmy
that
Kimmel.
That can't be real. That's got
to
be or, work.
But listen. Maybe she wants to be nice and like let him down easy, so she's like, okay, I'm just gonna have to make this Instagram post to be like, hey, it's not.
Maybe she's
it's not working out.
Maybe he's not taking a hint and asking her out.
Why doesn't she just say, hey, I'm just not that into you like that, but I enjoy
that's your favorite
our friendship.
Movie.
It's very good. E from Entourage is in it. It's why don't you just go
it was
about
a test? You're busted.
Hey, I dated a woman at some point in my life, and I was forced to watch it. What am I gonna do? But. That is, one, I don't think it's real, but I believe there are women out there who have that mentality, and it's cruel and very disgusting. It's, you know, guys do a lot of ignorant things, and we get called in the mat on it. I think women need to be called out for this as well. Don't do this to a guy. It's rude as hell. Like, she could have, I love the hashtag, post your picture and go. Post your picture and go. Just do that. You didn't need to let everyone know that he had essentially done everything.
And got, like, what if he just keeps knocking down her door?
You can refuse. You'd be like, hey, look, I appreciate what you're trying to do for me, but I only see you as a friend, and I think where you're wanting to go is not where I want to be. So because of that, how about we just, you know, go to a movie as a friend? But why does she keep accepting those gifts that are generally given to someone you want to have a future with as opposed to a friend? Like, how many of your friends go to these lengths in your life?
To give me ice cream and stuff?
To take you go to Top Golf and give you ice cream. And
I took Travis horseback riding once.
He tried to. And I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Ain't my kind of party. I don't like that horseback. Mm-mm. Not bareback either. The
guy's name was Steve.
It wasn't. That damn Steve keeps showing up out of nowhere.
I don't know. Not a lot of my friends do that, but I'm not like a hot girl.
But would you?
Says who? Says who?
You. But there's, you would never. Would you take advantage of that? If a girl was doing that to you, she really wanted to get with you, but you had no desire with being with her?
I like ice cream.
I do, too. I can't. I kind of.
I like horses and ice cream.
Me, too.
A guy would never be doing this because, like, even if a girl was doing this all to us, we'd sleep with her.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. Yes. Yes. We're definitely friends. Yes, and we definitely had sex.
Yes, I think you're right.
I knew there was a problem in the whole entire logic of this, but I couldn't figure it out.
I mean, if he's throwing it off the backboard, then I'm all game for it.
Well, yeah, I don't think he is, though.
Okay, then there's no work. There's nothing. He's also an idiot. Don't get me wrong. He's an idiot, but she's also cruel for accepting this and leading him on.
Yeah, but haven't you, like, just tried maybe a month too long to get that girl out of the friend zone at least one time?
But the thing is, with the friend zone, like, there's maneuvers and moves and plays that you can execute to determine whether or not you're going to be in the friend zone. And you have an idea pretty early on whether or not it's going to go one direction or the other. Those signs exist. And I don't know how long they have been, you know, he's been going through this, but generally after about 6 weeks, you should have a strong idea as to, okay, this is going down this path and this is going down friend zone.
So maybe we need a man who's been married and who works for the government to help us out.
Barack Obama. Is he on line one? Barack, is that you?
You know that's not the truth.
Oh, that's Sergeant Major Rhodes. Hello,
it might be Barack Obama's brother from another mama, but she's definitely a conservative.
Oh, my goodness. Sergeant Major Rhodes, how are you today?
I'm great. I just had to chime in, Travis. I wanted to weigh in on this whole thing about the young lady leading the other guy on. I mean, here's the problem, and you should probably have this figured out by now, so I'm going to help you out with this. The issue is, guys, until you have a little bit of experience, which I like to call wisdom and a lot of no's thrown your way. But the problem is, when a woman is nice to a man, they automatically assume as a man that, oh, she's into me. No, that's not how it works.
No, true.
Problem is, we don't pay enough attention to what they are and who they are and what they're about we just assumed that we're just going to go ahead. Oh, she said hi, and she smiled at me, so I must be in. So as a young man, you don't realize that until you've been far enough along in life to, you know, understand the difference.
What role does those?
Don't be a dope.
It's about life.
True. Very true.
But what role does...
Oh, cool. We're friends. Yeah, halfsies. Oh, I know. You got this round, dummy?
Right. There you go. Now, that would be like a two checks, please.
See, that's the problem. When they put you in the friend zone, in my mind, or well, when you're younger, in a young man's mind, that means, so you're telling me there's a chance. So when there's really not a chance. So you have to understand that going into it, what you're getting yourself into. So with that being said, yesterday I didn't get a chance to call in. I forgot. I didn't have Andy Hannigan's number, and I was going to go ahead and drop my line, but this is the one, and Mrs. Rhodes will verify it for you. When I wanted to, you know, meet Mrs. Rhodes, this is what I did. I acted like we were at a club. I was dancing around, and I fell like I hurt myself, and she leaned over, and I looked up at her, and I said, did it hurt? And she looked at me all funny-like, and I said, when you fell from heaven.
Oh, you.
Boom.
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
20 years later, player. 20 years later.
Well done.
Beautiful.
All
you know,
gotta
as even with the side of cheddar that came with, I like the I like the persistence. Nice work.
Well done, Sergeant Major Rose.
All right, boys. Have a great day.
Take care, brother.
We'll talk to you soon. Just got to go see him in Florida.
We need to make
that happen.
Definitely. I know. I don't. We've joked about friend zones in the past, but he's right in regards. When you're younger,
it is a joke.
It is a joke. When you're younger, yeah, sure, you're more susceptible to it. But as you get older in life, you should make it clear up front. Hey, I want to see your ass naked. Yes or no? Is this going down? Can I see your ass? No? Okay, then there's no need to be friends. It's been cool. I'm glad you enjoyed that 2 for $20.
Andy
and
Hannigan,
move on.
Andy Hannigan texting in, and I'll say this, while effective, obviously, as he's with Mrs. Sergeant Major Rhodes,
right.
Andy Hannigan texting in, terrible line.
That's not going to work.
And he's the Pope of the South Side, so no. We'll take that.
Girl, is you a beaver? Because damn.
That was beautiful. What a beautiful moment for our show. You guys did very good. I was very impressed with all your pickup lines. No, I don't. And then posting it on Instagram. Again, I don't know if it's real or not, but don't do that. Why would you humiliate a guy like that? Why would you humiliate? That's BS.
That's so funny.
I
want it to be real.
I would hit your ass with a watermelon. I wish you would do that to me.
Why has it got to be a watermelon?
Because it hurts, but it's delicious. It
hurts. Racist as hell.
So that way, when she's got a concussion, she's got something sweet to eat while she's.
Do you remember whenever we broke down why Rams fans used to put watermelons on their head on stage, sold out at the pageant?
That was my first.
A large photo was. We were like, no, I don't think that came to St. Louis. And they Googled and found Rams fans with watermelons on their head.
That was a shocking moment for all of us.
And for find me out in front of 2,000 of our closest friends.
And Adam Carolla and his 3 million downloads. I didn't realize.
Per show.
I didn't realize that it was going to go down like that. No, man, don't put people in the friend. You put a girl in friend zone before?
I don't think
so. It's a friend zone is very weird for a male.
What is the equivalent of friend zone for
anytime,
a guy then? A guy is guys
anytime
can do
you meet
it.
Anytime you meet a girl and she's like,
her,
oh,
duh.
this is Steve and we're really good buddies. We've never slept together. I'm like, because he hadn't found the right opportunity yet.
Guys putting girls in the friend zone is like hooking up with a girl for a month that you have no intention of. You know,
that's
friends.
That's true.
At the same time, though, I have friends that are girls that if somebody would suggest, I would be like, shut up. I don't hold myself to the same standard that I hold every other male to.
So basically, if you
I'm like, anytime I meet a girl that has close guy friends, I'm like, he's just waiting.
I'm about to say, so you hook up with the girl and then you're out and then you go, oh, yeah, this is my friend Susan. Yeah.
As soon as everyone looks away, they go, friend? Every time. ? Friend?
I didn't want to.
Especially introducing them to like other girls you're trying to hook up with at the same time.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
You run into that a lot.
What's your name, sister? Trap? You remember what's your name? Went to high school with us. And then you're just like, oh, you've been sleeping
this
with
this is Mark's cousin.
Yes.
That's what you say immediately.
She works at AB. Yeah, we met at an AB event. That's how I know her. Been hooking up for the last 8 weeks.
Why is your voice, the volume raising? Ray King, Trav. Hang on. You guys text in so damn fast. STL Pizza Man, I need some advice here, boys. What do I get my new girlfriend of 5 months for Valentine's Day? I was thinking possibly VIP table and dinner at Penthouse. Thoughts?
Hey, it's a great idea.
Depends on your lady.
If she get down, she get down.
I found out after one day with Ray King when he wouldn't put out. We've been great friends ever since, though. And he's questioning 6 weeks. That's White Collar Gangster. And, man, there's so many great ones.
Can you get out of the friend zone? Has anyone successfully maneuvered out of the friend zone? I've never seen that in real life. I've heard stories. But I don't
see,
think it's...
I don't think... And here's why I think that's a questionable thing. Because if you maneuver out of the friend zone... It's because she probably decided at some point that you were never in full on the friend zone.
Well, or she's settling.
Ooh. Or that too. Yeah, it's true.
I think I don't know if you can successfully maneuver out of a friend zone. I think, I mean, you don't want to get First locked of all, in there. And once you are there, just escape the entire
zone,
situation.
The friend zone is different than being friends with someone, by the way, too.
Sure, absolutely.
So I think you're a type of person if you're stuck in the friend zone. Because you're not self-aware enough to realize that this ain't going to happen.
That's a good point.
So you're keeping yourself in this awkward limbo.
That's true.
Because she doesn't treat you like one of her pals either.
That's a good
point.
She treats
you like a pathetic excuse for a man.
He knows how to treat me like a princess. No, you're a
no.
You're a ussy. That's what you are. You need to not do. You need to get the hell on out of here. That's sad. Poor guy. I hope that's not real.
Travis, I do just want to remind you, we're at that level for the Facebook shares of the video of Gaines.
Oh, man.
It's like a 20,
I want to say stealing your lunch, but it's almost like he fed you. I don't know, however you want to put it. Wow.
19 shares.
19 shares.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Again, for me, because the Super Bowl just happened and the Patriots are part of it, just flashes of Reggie White destroying Drew Bledsoe. That's all I'm picturing right now.
That's not the case at all.
The right tackle, much like you, completely non-existent in the equation.
I even kind of stutter stepped there.
It was like you didn't even mean to. It was a subconscious, hey, I'll give Travis a break here. No, right?
I wasn't keeping my feet moving like a shoe.
We're holding up, so we'll give away a Grizzlies prize pack at the end of the show.
This is bull crap. This is absolute bull crap. You guys, 19 shares, really?
Yeah. We're going to draw a name out of hat. I got everybody's name.
We've had 300 views during our show so far.
What the hell? Y'all done lost y'all damn mind. Y'all so rude. I'm so sick of y'all. Y'all make me sick.
It's like the time Conor McGregor fought that black dude.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up. Just shut your mouth.
Conor McGregor, Marcus Brimage.
No, I won't. And again, you guys are giving. Look,
it is Black History Month.
It's fair.
And Gaines, that was so rude. It was so rude of you to do this to Travis.
During his
month.
That
is his month.
Is it payback for me, you know, making fun of Gaines' eating habits? Sure. I'll give him
that. Hey, he's interviewing himself, Gaines.
Sure,
go ahead, Trey.
It is. Is it Gaines, you know, is it our way of trying to build Gaines up after knocking down his, you know, self-esteem over the last few months? Yes. Is he proud of himself? I'm sure. Was this the highlight of his athletic career? Absolutely.
I love tuning in for Travis on Travis.
Travis, that's it. Oh, boom, new segment. Travis on
Trav on Trav. Yeah, that would be the most responded to segment on the station.
Trav on Trav.
Anything to get Gaines motivated for feats of strength in the spring. And this does it, right? Because you've exercised a lot since that day, right? That moment, you've really gotten after it, right? Because
Andy Hannigan has now shared
the... Oh, for the love of Christ!
Oh, man,
Hannigan.
That's going to go up to like 18,000 views.
Well, he shared the photo.
Over.
He shared the photo. He didn't actually share the video. So he's a fan of the still frame.
What is wrong with... Man, what y'all ain't? Y'all look, y'all
see
can't.
That look on Gaines' face?
Man, y'all...
Whoa.
It makes me less motivated for feats of strength if that's what I'm going up with. If I'm going up against you, I already know I'm there.
This thing is at 1,700 views. What is wrong with you people? It wasn't even that entertaining.
I disagree.
This is crazy. To you know what? I don't. Excuse my French. To hell with all of you. To hell with all of you. I tolerate this disgusting behavior when you folks send in things on the text line, and this is the way you treat me?
Look how much higher up you are. You had no chance.
That's the point. You know why? Because I was 4 feet from the door, and I didn't want to break the door. Were you going to pay for that, Gaines? Was your little SLU education going to pay for that?
No, I think you were.
It's bull crap.
It would have been your body going through it.
This make me sick.
Speaking of violence, it's the battle on Broadway.
That's so good.
Timberfake versus the home loan expert. Nice. Ryan Kelly at the historic South Broadway Athletic Club Friday. February 17th. That's next week, guys. That's just 2 days after we get back from Memphis, our Memphis Grizzlies live broadcast. See, I'm weaving another one in there.
That was pretty good.
Friday, February 17th. Doors open at 7 with undercard amateur matches starting at 8. Tickets are currently sold out, but more may become available, Travis.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Hear the action live on 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com as Iggy and Larry Nickel call the main event at approximately 10 p.m. Ticket revenue will be donated to our charity partners, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Catherine Cares, and Three Little Birds for Life. The Battle on Broadway is presented by Bud Select, Autohouse BMW, All-Star Trophy, Night Shift Bar and Grill, and DB's, offering a free shuttle and home of the post-match party. Who you guys got in that one?
In that fight, I am taking Riddick Bowe.
Big Riddick Bowe fan over here as Riddick I was growing up. Used to go to people's basements and smoky bars in the middle of nowhere
because
that's how pay-per-view used to work.
Yeah, those are
and when you're eight and demand to your father, you're going to need to see that boxing match. He delivers.
I really used to love fight nights, especially in St. Louis. And they would be like not the big-time professional bars, but like the dive bars.
Oh, the ones that were stupid enough to invest in a satellite the size of the Mars rover.
Right. Get those things are the size. Oh,
did you guys, have this in the city? Not yours, part of the city, Gaines. I think you guys. Well, no. You're kind of that part of the city, too. Did you guys have the guys that either worked for the cable companies or that your family members knew? Like, oh, no, he's got one of those boxes. He's got all the channels.
Yeah.
Could go to federal prison, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys have that?
Did anyone ever go to federal prison, though?
I'm sure Gaines' relatives have.
Yes, actually. Well, yeah.
Let's not talk about it on the air.
Hey, so I see this thing where Hero of Rocks is coming to Busch Stadium September 21st. That's Billy Joel. Billy Joel coming to Busch.
No joke that you say that. I found out yesterday by Facebook, by the way. My parents got tickets for that freaking show, and I am jealous as hell.
Look, I don't want to sound like the brother, but for real, Billy Joel at Busch? I'm sure it's going to sell out, hence why he's doing it at Busch. But is there a music artist that you think right now, today, that you would go see at Busch Stadium? Is there any artist right now? We know for Gaines,
it's
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that, you sick son of a mother Christ.
And we'll come right back to this, but Ace from the South says he didn't share the video, Travis.
Thank you.
He wants to get out of the friend zone with you.
Okay, well, he Ace will get a South. Nice picture of my hairy back. You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird show. Even if you go to like a huge show, like they're not...
Billy Joel is a good artist. I just don't know if Billy Joel is an outdoor artist in the summer show. I would be like, oh,
sir, we
yeah.
only play 80s Joel. yeah, I'm not a big Billy Joel guy. I'm not saying
play
he's
New York State of Mind.
We didn't start the fire.
I said 80s Billy Joel, sir.
Yeah, definitely not too pumped about it. But I guess if you're going to get these giant shows, it's good tax revenue. I mean, am I a nerd for saying that?
Yeah, like, you are a nerd. So who would you see? Who would sell out Busch for you?
I don't
Fall Out Boy? Does that do it for you? One, they would sell out Busch.
First of all.
Stop it. You know Chris is going to a Blink-182 show.
No. I don't even like going to like Riverport.
I don't think they call it that.
Cricket Wireless Amphitheater.
I'm about to say, are you so
what is it now?
What are you so
just
Verizon Amphitheater,
it is?
Right?
Is are it you sure?
I thought it's changed since that.
It is...
It's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Took us four tries.
They still sponsor the press box.
Yes, they do.
You know what? It's a great venue.
Hey, that's a great
it's
venue.
It's a great one. I mean, sure, I've seen people overdosing on the lawn. Sure. I've seen... No, and that's allegedly. I definitely have not been a fan of... I'm not a fan of these kind of concerts anymore. I went as a kid. The last time I went was maybe the Sprite Liquid Mix Tour, Travis.
With 311.
In 2002. I was there to see Exhibit and Jay-Z. That was a different time, though.
I could absolutely... I don't
met Tori Holt and Grant Wistrom at that game, or at that concert. I'm pretty sure that's whenever they went winless in the preseason. I was like, Tori, you're going to turn it around, right? He goes, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. And they didn't. They didn't that year.
Just be
literally
1,000% honest about that.
When I met him, he wouldn't take a picture with me.
It's probably because he couldn't get his finger on the snap of the camera. Have you seen Tori Holt's finger?
No, we asked to take a picture with his fingers. That's probably why.
That's fair. He shouldn't do that.
I thought you were going with a fat joke of some kind.
No, I wouldn't do that. Why would I consider you guys fat? That's crazy. I wouldn't
You're
do
fat.
Such a thing. I'm not. No.
Got the Kesha. Fat boys of Inside
Kesha
STL.
Would do it for me. Kesha would do it for me.
I just have no desire to go. I don't know. It would be cool. And I need to be more excited about things like this because everybody's talking about the Winter Classic being this amazing thing. And I should have went.
You ain't comparing should've Billy went. Joel to no Winter Classic, man.
He's playing at the same place.
Man, that don't count.
Great. Great.
What doesn't work?
I'd go for Third Eye Blind.
They are good. They are good.
Give sure I saw them in a 130-person stadium in or like little place.
I was going to say.
I saw them at Springfield, Missouri.
I saw them at BPV.
Fall Out Boy, Bob Marino's, Farmington, Missouri, 2002.
I would see Fall Out Boy at Busch Stadium. I know you don't care for them because they make great music. You have a problem with that.
What about this?
They are movement, Chris. Fall Out Boy's a movement.
Thanks, Jay-Z. Have you seen the link that was just texted in, Gaines?
Yeah, the judge put it on the ballot.
So is this from an hour ago?
So what's the news?
The judge, it moved along to the next process.
We're months away.
And there's our soccer news.
New soccer team, St. Louis City FC?
Nope.
I don't think it's going to pass, but it's not here or there. But you're finally going to get
in the battle. I got five helicopters flying over my house on a nightly basis. People screaming in the streets. We're going to do a soccer team.
We just got another 100 views on the video.
I'm so sick of it.
We've gotten 400 views during
I'm
this
so
show.
I'm sick of every single one.
25
of you.
Total
Ray
shares.
Ray King, Fall Out Boy sucks it.
Ray King, you suck. And I won't even say the ass part because he just knows he sucks. You make me sick, Ray King.
Doo-wop, Billy Joel sucks. Tony Dow.
I think you're supposed to sing that, Chris.
Doo-wop. Billy Joel sucks.
What would you do if Billy Joel hit on your mom?
You know.
Would you get upset if a celebrity hit on your parent?
Like any tiny. Bob Saget was just really, really handsy with my dad when we all met him.
That's Bob Saget, though. You got to let that happen. Yeah. And I'm sure.
I was like, Dad, I'm sorry. He's bigger than both
of
us.
Like a small koala bear.
I would be like, hey, man, don't go too far. But I wouldn't get upset if Obama hit on my mama.
That's like a weird thing with you, though. Like, because you'd... I feel weird discussing what you'd probably.
Can I say this though? Is it me or is Barack Obama really enjoying the hell out of his vacation right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you seen these? Obama is having the time of his damn life.
I think this is like the Instagram people that you know. You think they're making 150K, 200K a year the way they take their Instagram photos, but really, like they're middle management somewhere. They hate their lives, and I think Obama's posing very carefully for these things. But really, he's working with the Illuminati in the spare time.
Bad.
And this is to draw us away from that, when in reality, he's trying to set up some kind of shadow government to where he comes back for a third term.
That'd be dope. I would take that.
You heard it here first.
He has to finally take all our guns and put us all into FEMA camps.
FEMA camps, Travis!
Do we still keep our cell phones, Chris? Do we keep our cell phones?
He gave us free. I remember on election day.
Only the homeless
only
people.
Only Obama's phone will work.
I.
The lizard people will be everywhere.
We never talked about Alex Jones claiming that Lady Gaga was going to perform a satanic ritual at the halftime.
First of all, she kind of did.
For
being 100 about it.
First of all,
Alex Jones got it right on that one.
Tony Dow.
Sharia law. Brown people everywhere.
It
was kind of satanic. Like when she threw that
again,
football.
Again, let's be careful. We don't want to end up in the Riverfront Times.
Yeah.
Get two people in bounds. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Real quick, I wanted to say this, and I meant to bring this up, and I haven't listened to this on, and he did this on purpose too. Joe Rogan Experience, episode number 911, Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo on the podcast. Joe Rogan finds him to be entertaining. Doesn't buy into his ideals. I really need to listen to that. Defend your guy, Chris. They're not tight.
Yep. Okay.
And he had him on with a conspiracy theorist who's a black belt in jiu-jitsu and a very famous.
Sure. No problem, man.
Here we go.
Yeah. That's cool, Chris.
Is there anybody else you want bring on the show, Chris? Anybody like you like to bring on the show?
That's what I thought. Pete Holmes is on Monday. He's supposed to be coming on the show soon.
Pete Holmes is so funny. He's got a new show coming out on HBO. Looking forward to that. That's going to be really good. No, I'm really jealous of President Obama right now. he's enjoying the hell out of life almost too much.
Hey, real quick on our point, back to, so Obama, same kind of thing that you may not like Billy Joel, but he got to do Christie Brinkley, and what you got?
Did he really?
They were married. What,
were they?
That's what the one song's about.
314. That was a great text and a very. It's a good one.
Have you seen Christie Brinkley lately? Did you see the photos?
She's 60 her daughters.
Mrs. Gurkich, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Look at you. Parks and Rec reference. Someone on this studio who says that it wasn't that funny. And it's not as funny.
Twist
it's very
quotes
funny.
Around.
I'm not twisting quotes around. You sat up here and said, oh, hey, you know, How I Met Your Mother? Classic.
Colby Smulders said she'd be down for a reunion show.
Well, why? She's the only one who's, like, her and Neil Patrick Harris, the only people who've been successful after the show.
Jason Segel.
What has he done since? Exactly.
I'm sure he does a ton of things.
Like what?
Jason Segel?
Yeah, he's had a ton of things. What are these? Give me three.
Okay.
Two Muppets movies, directed
them.
Yeah, he actually did. How I Met Your Mother was still on the air. Find me some projects of Jason Segel since How I Met Your Mother.
Sex Tape?
Did a movie about the author. Did a movie about an author, I believe.
Neil Patrick Harris and Colby Smulders are the only people who have had
David
work
Foster Wallace
consistently after How I Met Your Mother.
Sex Tape?
No one saw that. I don't even
it was
think
a great movie.
I don't think the actress in the movie saw that.
Cameron Diaz? He got to have.
You did a movie with Cameron Diaz? That's your. Chris and I have done movies with Cameron Diaz. Not so much.
In a movie called The Discovery coming out.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Oh, Robert Redford. Ever heard of him?
No, I have not. What did he used to do? Does he have his own salad dressing or something?
Rooney Mara.
That was Paul Newman, wasn't it?
That was Paul,
Paul Newman. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Ron Canada's in it. Do you know who Ron Canada is?
Please tell me.
He was the butler on Wedding Crashers. Know your black actors, Trev.
I know my black actors.
He's black.
Oh, the one with like the Jamaican accent?
Oh, that one. Okay, I get it now.
I'm watching my stories.
Look at Gaines still trying to find other projects with Jason Segel.
I would say a movie with Robert Redford coming out this year is plenty.
Unless he is co-starring with Robert Redford, it does not count.
He's the star.
He's the star in the movie with
Segel
Robert Redford?
Yes.
No way.
Kindly suck everyone's
he's on,
ass.
Yeah.
What?
He's on the poster.
Jason Segel's doing a movie with Robert Redford?
Suck everyone's ass.
No way. Jason, that's...
Travis, why do you hate white folks without abs that are 6'3 and taller?
I bet his name is Jerome Segel. You wouldn't have a problem with it. That's bull. Are you serious? Why does Jason Segel get to do a movie with Robert Redford? That's the most white privileged project in history. How does Jason Segel get a project with Robert Redford?
Because he's talented.
And you,
you actually not think Jason Segel's talented?
You think
no.
he's hilarious.
What? No!
Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Are you serious?
He's hilarious.
This is the end?
No, it was cool.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall and The Wedding Crashers are two of the best comedies.
Well, he wasn't in Wedding Crashers.
I'm about to say.
You're just saying in general. Okay.
I'm just saying. Two of the best, like, of those kind of Judd Apatow
comedies. Jason Segel, cool. He ain't funny than Anthony Anderson.
Bad teacher.
No, he's not funnier than Anthony
to
Anderson.
Come out with
he's not. Anthony Anderson is funnier than Jason Segel.
No.
And I will bet my life on that.
Are you dead tomorrow.
Anthony Anderson is funnier than Jason Segel.
Have you seen I Love You, Man?
Have you seen Blackish?
That's it. That's all Anthony Anderson.
No, we're not. No.
What else has he been good at?
Barbershop?
Films he is not having his hair
cut. Barbershop, good.
Films he's not having his hair cut.
He's the B-plot in that, and he's not good in it.
What was the movie he was in with Jet Li and DMX?
It was.
That was good.
Didn't he do a movie with Jamie Kennedy?
He did. And then what was the Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? He was good in that.
Hey, all right.
Remember 2006 when Jamie Kennedy was in everything?
I want to cuss so bad right now. You're a moron.
Anthony Anderson is funnier than Jason Segel.
You're an idiot.
Let's put that. Put a poll up. Put a poll up.
I got a poll for you.
Hey, now. Don't
so does Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
No,
he gives
only
a nice whip around.
Like
he's also Segel's more talented.
Segel because he's 6'6". That's the only reason why he likes
Segel. 6'4", and he was teammates with one of the twins in high school basketball.
All right, let's put
one was gay. Collins.
Let's put a poll.
They were teammates in high school.
Man,
put a poll. I want a Twitter poll. Put it up. I want a Twitter poll. Who's funnier, Anthony Anderson or Jason Segel?
I hope that if you've been considering offing yourself, maybe you go through with it.
No, this is no.
Anthony Anderson played a detective in Law and Order, and once you do that, you can't come back.
Yes, you can, and it shows how diverse he is.
I loved the affirmative stuff that was in play whenever he got put into The Departed.
Oh, I see.
Uh huh.
Interesting. How many roles? does Jason Segel have with Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, how about Matt Damon?
They both guested on Growing Pains.
Man, Anthony Anderson, he just takes every job that comes over his desk.
Oh, because he's talented. That's crazy. Why, oh, now he just takes a job. Because last thing I checked, white Hollywood's just handing out jobs to black people, aren't they?
Well, looking at Anthony Anderson's IMDb, it sure does look like it.
Anthony Anderson,
he's
working
in
to the bottom of
six terrible movies a year.
Six terrible movies? Are you? Jason Segel was in How I Met Your Mother.
Correct. He's smart. He got a paycheck.
Critically acclaimed.
I won't take up for that.
Ain't a brother watch that damn show. It's not critically acclaimed unless you get one black critic.
I think it's just 18 to 46 8-year-old white people, dude.
Man. Sorry. Yeah, put a poll. You making this poll?
Listen to these movies. It. The Town That Dreaded Sundown, Rake, Grudge Match, The Soul Man.
He's also
Richie Rich. He was in a TV show called Richie Rich. That's you're done. I'm sorry.
He was on the Bernie Mac show. He was in Kangaroo Jack. How can we forget Kangaroo Jack?
I mentioned Kangaroo Jack on these airwaves like 5 months ago and I laughed at.
Yes, so
you cannot. A terrible movie.
No, I laughed at me. I only laughed because the kangaroo should not have gotten the movie poster. They could have easily got Anthony Anderson on that. He was
Scary
also,
Movie 4?
He was in The Shield. He was in the Scary Movie 4, Destination London. Oh, Agent Cody Banks 2, the sequel.
Yeah, he was in The Shield, guy in background.
He was in Transformers. He was in Transformers. He was in Scream 4. He was also on Iron Chef.
What was he in? I can't believe we're still making these.
Hey Mark, why
did you see? Did you see the new preview?
Big Mama's House, Me, Myself,
okay,
and Irene.
Don't use Big Mama's House as an example. Whoa.
He was in Barbershop, Kangaroo Jack, Cradle to the Grave. That was
okay.
I was referencing.
Are you done?
No, My Baby's
Stop
Daddy.
Stop making the point
My
for
I don't think you've named a movie with better than 30%
Hustle
on Rotten
and Flow.
I don't think you've named a movie with better than 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
He's also not the lead.
Oh, I have the Transformers.
He's also not the lead in any of these.
Jason Segel hasn't been the lead in anything.
I love you, man.
Sarah Marshall?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Forgetting
he wasn't the lead in I Love You, Man.
Five-year engagement?
He was not the lead. Paul Rudd was the lead in I Love You, Man.
No.
Paul
co-star.
Rudd was the lead.
It was co-star.
No, Paul Rudd was the lead.
It was co-star.
No.
It was co-star.
But
treating Sarah Marshall, he was definitely the lead.
Okay, he was the lead. That's the only thing you guys get back to.
5 year engagement. Chris Pratt was in it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, Kevin Hart was 19th lead in it. And it was very funny.
By the way, why did you end up going to see that movie? Who forced you? What was her name?
I don't remember her.
That's what I thought. And that's the only reason why you went.
Oh, was that in Kansas City?
I think it was Kansas City. That was Kansas City. And he was in Barbershop, The Next Cut, and he will be in The Star. Veronica Mars. He's did Veronica Mars?
He's one episode of Veronica Mars.
He was guy carrying lunchbox.
At We Are Live Radio on Twitter, help us settle the bet on online.
Added Jason Segel and Anthony Anderson. I hope they respond to it, by the way.
Anthony Anderson has a show on Animal Planet, much like all the greats, Carlin, Chris Rock, etc.
I didn't say he was
314.
Hold on, no.
314.
No, no, no.
314.
No, don't you ring that bell. Don't you ring it. That's not what I said. I didn't say he was one of the greats. That's the most Trumpian argument ever. You completely twisted the entire argument.
Hipster Tower Grove South says you're just trying to be Skip Bayless with this dumb argument.
No, there isn't anything dumb about this argument. I've just gave you.
Mailroom Mike, hey Travis, Anthony Anderson's been funny in like one out of 100 things. Siegel's been funny in everything. It's bad.
No, he is. I want you to drop the racist as hell drop. I want it dropped right now. This is BS.
That is racist as hell.
Thank you, Rock, because that's horse crap. One, I did not say Anthony Anderson was one of the greats. I said he's funnier than Jason Segel.
You sat here on this show and said Dave Chappelle sucks. And Anthony Anderson is your favorite.
I said no such thing.
Play it back, Rock. We'll get the audio in just a minute.
Brian Hoffman is funnier than Jason Segel.
Okay. First of all, Hoffman is funny, but he's not Jason. Segel stands up for the tall, not ripped guy.
Yes.
Who's lovingly funny.
If you told me.
He's cuddly, bitch. Deal with it.
And sad, even.
Jim the Cat Hayes would have made Forgetting Sarah Marshall funnier. That was it. You're literally naming one damn movie.
I love you, man. Slap at the base.
Again.
Okay, that was funny. But Paul Rudd carried
that
film. Shut up.
Travis, here's the thing.
You were literally trying to argue.
Yeah?
Is your mic on?
Yeah, I cut his mic off. Yeah.
You're literally that was actually pretty impressive. You're literally trying to argue by naming
and that was
his
KB,
bit
by
part
the way.
To Ice Cube in Barbershop in the sequel.
They were, first of all, high-grossing films.
South City Tone, how has Dan Buffa not called in to settle this? 314.
That's a good one, South City Tone.
No, listen to this, Travis.
Anthony Anderson ain't been funny since he got skinny.
Amen.
Truth.
Oh, stop.
Fat cells.
So now the black man is trying to get rid of the diabetes and lose weight, and y'all still challenging him.
I just want to give credit where it's due for that great test. That was KB.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I don't want to see the poll. That's no. And Black-ish? It's the funniest show on television.
Oh, so was How I Met Your Mother for a couple years.
All right.
Oh, my God. No. Well,
all right, Rock, don't make that argument, please.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Gaines?
That doesn't make no
sense. We got to give away a Grizzlies prize pack. Still.
We can do it. And you know what's also?
I'm going to draw out of a hat here in just a second out of everybody who shared. And this is amazing. Wow. You guys have.
It's
thank
almost
you so 2, much.
2,000 views.
Thank you so much, guys.
That's more views than Andy our hot
Hannigan.
Takes in the hot
Andy
tub.
Hannigan, his comment after he shared it, share this video.
Oh, screw you. I mean, I love you, Hannigan, but screw
you. Well, he's not eligible. And Soko Midget made sure to let us know that John Vaughn was not eligible because he has a family member at the station. So I'm going to draw here. I wrote these down a little bit ago. I have everybody shared. Make sure I've got everybody in. All right, we want some like Europe.
Yeah.
That's not the same song, but good job. I'm gonna wear the plight of the tall dad bod white guy can go unanswered no longer, Travis. Jason Siegel is a national treasure. That's the heir of South City.
Why is the voting going the way that it's going right now?
Seriously, you may have plights and this whole month is your month and everything, but you get in the best shape of your life and still not seeing abs since you were 17. And again, that was like 8 years ago for
me. Where is this? I'm going to pull up because I can't vote. This is not fair. This is just like the real election. They're trying to prevent me from voting.
Well, our Twitter handle is @WeAreLiveRadio. You can help us settle the bet. Is Anthony Anderson funnier than Jason Siegel? We've got some votes coming in already, and man, that's really embarrassing for you, Travis. I mean, it's
82-8. This is a racist.
Right, you are being racist. You're not seeing things how they are.
Can I see who tweeted it into Black Twitter? Chris.
Yeah, Black Twitter about to get a hold of this.
Oh, guys, we can't let
come on.
This.
Yeah.
All right, white folks, unite.
wait, what?
Unite
wait,
against
what? Wait, what? Hey, wait, hold on, time out.
We're gonna head right to the man. Yeah, Jason Siegel, Anthony Anderson, and can I get some Europe final countdown for this winning thing? We're gonna give away, as promised, a Grizzlies prize pack here in just a second, and this is the drum roll that we're doing. Brian Hoffman has entered the producer's side of the studio. This is a big day for We Are Live, Trav. Grizzlies prize pack gonna be down there at FedEx Forum, broadcasting live on Wednesday. Today. Since you guys shared, as we asked you to, the video of Travis getting blown up by Michael Gaines, we will now give away a Grizzlies prize pack. And we had several entries, several great entries, several great sharers. Travis, the listeners of the show share. And I can stop filibustering. And now we can give away the prize. Grizzlies prize pack.
The winner of today's Grizzlies prize pack.
It's up to 26 shares.
26 shares. All of you can go burn in hell.
I mean, it just, whenever you have talent like a Michael Gaines, when you have the bull rush.
He's pretty Michael overrated, brings. Chris.
1.9 thousand views.
All of you who've watched this video, I hope it ends up like The Ring and you pass away in 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Some new members to the Private Friends of Wall group. And again, people are hanging out, sharing the video on Facebook. They're hanging out on Twitter, voting for Jason Siegel or Anthony Anderson. And Travis, your winner. Turn it up, Rock. For the Grizzlies prize pack. Dramatic pause. Dramatic pause.
And the winner of the Grizzlies prize pack is the SoCo Midget!
SoCo Midget!
The SoCo Midget's done it!
I can't believe I drew his name.
I tell you what,
SoCo Midget, don't short us and stop by the studio. You can pick up your prize. Congratulations.
And it's
Grizzlies
a pretty
prize pack.
And it's certainly not small, my friend. Step on up.
So many
and accept your prize.
So many people. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys so much for sharing.
5 minutes to get to 2,000. I'm just hoping we get there by the end.
Oh, guys, get it there. Just watch it. Click it. Real quick, we're going to talk to the Pope of the South Side. He's the official realtor of We Are Live, Mr. Andy Hannigan. Thanks for sharing the video, buddy.
Hey, anytime. I'm sorry I was on the highway listening to you guys when I put the still shot in there. So I got it. I got the video up soon after.
It is. And we've got a big poll on Twitter going, who's funnier, Jason Segel or Anthony Anderson? And please make the right choice, Andy, if you're going to vote. Currently, the right choice, Jason Segel, sitting at 89% over Anthony Anderson. But Travis has retweeted it into Black Twitter. So be aware of that. What's good with you, brother?
Not a lot. Well, I just was calling because I was asking Chris, my director of operations. You guys met him yesterday. So what should I talk about on the radio today? Chris texted me and he said, well, talk about how 1 in 7 people statistically are going to be moving. So that means that 1 out of every 7 people that you know are going to be moving this year. So I'll make it really easy for you guys. We're on Facebook. We do a ton of work and a ton of our marketing on Facebook so we can make it look really good with our Testimonial Tuesdays and everything. So if you find somebody that has a question about real estate, residential real estate, looking to buy or sell in either Missouri or Illinois, just tag me in there, Andy Hannigan. He can help you out. Or just give my number, 314-324-1245. Again, you can tell them to call or text. That's my direct line, 314-324-1245. Not sure if we cover that area. There's a big chance that we do. We cover anything within a 75-mile radius of downtown St. Louis, and then a little extra in some areas, just depending on our coverage. So if we don't work that place because there's some areas that are just a little bit too far for us for whatever reason, we do interview agents in those areas to make sure it's the right fit for the people we're going to be referring to. So again, we work a lot of different places. Just tag me on Facebook. You can friend me. That way you can tag me, and it'll show up, and I'll reach out to them, do all the rest of the work. But I'd appreciate that if people would keep that in mind while they're sharing the video of Travis getting dominated.
That's just St. Louis private school football, isn't it? Isn't it, Hannigan?
Well, I didn't play football, but yes, I'm assuming that that's what SLU boys did to wherever the hell Travis went to.
What?
You know,
he went to Norman River View.
Hazelwood East is where he went.
So, hopefully, it's accredited still.
Why wouldn't it be?
That's racist as hell.
That is racist as hell.
Thank you, Rock.
Thank you, Travis.
Jeez.
Andy Hannigan, he's the official realtor of We Are Live. Hit him up. You heard all the great things he's doing. He works his ass off. We're proud to work with Andy. And he was the mind and the backing behind the giveaway yesterday. So look forward to more fun in the future with Mr. Hannigan.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Drawing. That's our big one. So
it is.
Keep them coming. Have all the drunken ones coming in at 3 a.m. on Saturday or Sunday morning, Saturday morning, whatever. And Tuesday we'll do the big one. I don't know if Chris and I are working out the details with the restaurant, but we'll probably do a dinner for two there along with some other stuff we'll have in there. Maybe another creative case.
I'm pumped, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. Andy Hannigan, official realtor. We are live. Thanks, brother.
Bye, Andy.
Happy Thursday.
Andy Hannigan, official realtor. We are live.
So cute.
Take it easy.
The fan page is not taking kindly to Travis Terrell's assertion so much as they're digging up dirt on Anthony Anderson.
You can dig up all the dirt you want. It still doesn't matter. Anthony Anderson is funny than Jason Segel.
Friends of Wall private Facebook group just going nuts.
I don't understand how you guys have come to that conclusion. Based off one
Anthony
movie?
Anthony Anderson, my mom taught me how to perform oral.
Is that the title of the article?
Hey, what so they got to do with anything?
Us Magazine. Hey, man, y'all just digging up dirt. Not fake news. Fake news.
The video hasn't hit 2,000 yet, but it's gotten to the point where people that I did not know listened to the show just shared the video.
My God. That wasn't even, you know what? Okay, cool. You know what? That's fine. I want to make sure you guys share all this video when I cross over games.
Did you just say
and
that?
And I freaking.
We've crossed over 2K?
No, when I it's cross official. Games Can over. Get a,
it's.
On mine, we're over 2K.
We're over 2,000.
On the video.
Y'all really got it to over 2,000 damn views?
600 views in 2 hours.
Y'all make me sick.
Lazy millennials.
Typical.
Just watching videos all day long of Travis.
Lit.
Oh. Thank you, Ray.
That makes me sick.
Oh.
We're going to find out this time tomorrow.
3,493 people reached.
Are you serious?
And on Twitter, at We Are Live Radio, Jason Siegel in a commanding 89% to 11% lead over Anthony Anderson.
Still early. No, it's early. Here's the thing. Black Twitter, we get started late. It's like we go to the polls late. We got to wait till we get off work. So once after 5 o'clock, that's going to begin to change.
Is that right?
No, it's like at midnight to 3 a.m. we're going to lose
Twitter. Black Twitter. Yeah, Black Twitter. It's going to be lit come 3 a.m. Y'all going to be surprised. The tide will turn. Because that's when California listeners will get a hold of it. Big Mike's going to get a hold of it. I'm confident. And I've just contacted
Atlanta's already off work.
Oh, so we're gonna see a change. I can guarantee you that gap will close. That gap will close by this time tomorrow.
City of Atlanta isn't on Twitter yet. They got another week to slough off that Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're not on Twitter yet. City of Twitter ain't coming back on Twitter for at least another 2 weeks.
Guys, it's been a huge show. We may be on the road tomorrow. We don't know.
It'll be a last minute thing. On the road or not.
Gaines says we may not be able to.
We may not be able to knock that out.
But either way. We'll get a happy hour together or something. But we want to thank everybody for all the support, listening, and thanks to the station. It's been a good week this week. Got one more day tomorrow on the air for this week. See how I did that?
That was a tease.
Still here. Still working on some things. We'll have some news. Still good graces with everybody here at the station. Just working things out, figuring it out, as people tend to do. We're going to be in Memphis next week, live broadcasting on 590 from FedEx Arena, maybe a couple other remotes peppered in there. And then, of course, March 1st and 2nd, we're going to have Target Practice Live. We'll release those tickets probably tomorrow during the show. I'm thinking that's a good way, just because people respond so well, as we've seen on social media, Trav.
They do.
Text card.
Does it hurt more knowing that many people have seen you just get rocked?
Like a hurricane.
No, because I shared a hot tub with Shamu when I was in Los Angeles. So
that is a rough video to see. What a nice place we stayed at, though. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Follow us on Twitter, which is Gaines. We'll tell you all about that. And great job to Rock. Great job to Gaines. We'll have Carly back in studio tomorrow. Big thanks to all our sponsors, the station, everybody else. Been a fun week so far. Keeping it going. Keeping pushing forward. Thank you guys so much. Gaines will tell you the rest. It's been We Are Live. Tell them about the rest, Gainesy.
Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at We Are Radio. Chris and Travis are on Twitter, too, at Black to the Future and at Tweet Them. And me, too, at Gaines Tweets. Oh, for past shows, not safe for work content. Yeah,
retract.
Interviews. Visit weareliveradio.com, iTunes, Inside STL, and the Android store. The Line Change, they're up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
That is racist as hell.